Today on the DML News Podcast, Trump sues ABC News and George Stephanopoulos. Plus, he wins big time in Ohio and other primaries. Not only that, but Texas, on again, off again, in terms of what they can do with immigration law. And illegal aliens are entitled to have guns or the Second Amendment, or so says an Obama judge. We've got these stories and about 50 other ones that are going to blow your mind. So get ready, because like always, it's all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. Across from me is Denny, and on the controls is Ryan. We've got a good show for you. We got a lot to go through, so we're going to get right into it real quick. I'm going to tell you for the third day in a row now, buy one, get one free. One of the last ones we ever do at DMLCBD.com. We can no longer do these anymore. I'm not going to get into details. You want to get the details of why this is happening? When you go to DMLCBD.com/BOGO, that's B-O-G-O, there's a video there from me 2 days ago, last about 5 minutes. It will explain everything to you. If you are an existing customer and you do not take advantage of this last, or one of the last, because I think there's going to be one more after this in the summer, buy one, get one freeze, you are, well, you're cuckoo. This would be a great opportunity for you to get in there and stack up for at least 6 months to a year while we wind up reorganizing how it is we're going to get discounts to you because of Joe Biden. Best thing we can hope for, Donald Trump wins the election, and then within a couple of months, he gets rid of this inflation, all the craziness and the supply issues and everything else, we can get back to normal. But if he does not win, if the forces make sure that he stays on the sidelines, what are we going to do? I don't know. I need 6 to 7 months to figure this one out. This is a doozy. So that's why. Make sure you load up now. Load up DMLCBD.com/BOGO. If you want to get a buy one, get one free to make yourself feel better in terms of boosting that immune system, getting rid of those aches and pains, curbing the anxiety, and of course, improving the sleep. Lots of people, tens of thousands have done it. We've got testimonials that run a river long. So be one of those if you haven't started yet. All right, Dennis, I want to get right into it. We have a video right now. It shows ABC's George Stephanopoulos interviewing Representative Mace, and it gets contentious. It gets ugly because George Stephanopoulos is asking the good representative how it is that she will endorse and support President Trump when he is a rapist, which is, what did you just say? Exactly. Play the video.
I still get judged for it today.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
And I answered it. You're shaming me for my political choices.
I'm asking you a question about why you endorse someone who's been found liable for rape.
It was not a criminal court.
It was a civil court.
And by the way, she joked about the judgment and what she was going to do with all that money. And I find that offensive.
I'm asking you about the man.
But as a rape victim who's been shamed for years now because of her rape, you're trying to shame me again by asking me this political question.
You've repeated that again.
I think
again
it's offensive.
Again.
As a woman, I find it offensive.
My political choices.
I've endorsed the man that I believe is best for our country. It's not Joe Biden. And you looked at the dueling rallies yesterday in Georgia. Lakin Riley's family was with Donald Trump. They weren't with Joe Biden. The same guy yesterday that apologized for calling her killer an illegal, who wasn't illegal. And here you are trying to shame a rape victim. I find it disgusting.
I mean, you keep saying I'm shaming you.
It is.
How is the question asking you about a presidential candidate who's
You're asking a rape victim.
And there's no question about that. And you've courageously talked about
because
that.
I've been raped. I think that's disgusting.
No, I'm questioning your political choices because you're supporting someone who's been found liable for rape.
You're not answering the question. I think it's disgusting.
Well, you're welcome to say that, but you also have to answer the question. Why are you supporting someone who's been found liable for rape?
I just answered your question.
What is the answer?
He was not found guilty in a criminal court of law. It was sexual abuse. It wasn't actually rape, by the way. And E. Jean Carroll joked about all the money she's going to get and made a mockery out of this case. And I think that's offensive. There's a reason why women don't come forward. And when you have someone who says that they're raped and they make a mockery out of this civil court judgment, It's offensive to other women. It makes it harder for other women to come forward when another woman has made a mockery of it.
You said women don't come forward because they are afraid. They are afraid
they're
because
they're defamed and shamed by those who are trying to shame me this morning.
They are afraid to come forward, as you said, because they are defamed by those who commit the rape. That's what Donald Trump has been found guilty of doing.
He defended himself over that and denies that it ever happened, but he was not found guilty in a criminal court of law.
So, Dennis, based on that video, Donald J. Trump has launched a lawsuit. Why don't you give us the deets?
Yeah, I mean, this comes from his attorney specifically. Quote, these statements were and remain false and were made by defendant Stephanopoulos with actual malice or with a reckless disregard for the truth, given that Stephanopoulos knows that these statements are patently and demonstrably false. As our audience will definitely know, Trump was never found liable for rape. So that is absolutely absurd and ridiculous that George here would even say such a thing to Nancy during that interview. So I hope this lawsuit definitely puts him in his place before he makes such a ridiculous false statement.
Now, see, defamation is a very hard thing for people to get, especially when you're a celebrity, especially if you are a public figure. Let me say it this way. If I were to sue for defamation versus Trump suing for defamation, and we were both going after the same thing, we both had the same problem, somebody accused me of the same thing they accused him of, I would have an easier chance of winning that than he would. And my chances would be difficult because it's very hard when you're a public figure and somebody who has, you know, a blue check mark, let alone has been in the Oval Office and may actually be the most popular person in the world. He's going to have to prove to a court that he's actually lost something because of this. And that's going to be pretty hard to do, especially the way the courts treat him. But putting that to the side, because Trump has done this sort of thing over and over and over, going after people who say bad things about him, as he rightfully should. And George Stephanopoulos and ABC News are both out of line in this particular case. More importantly, Trump is winning where he needs to win. And that is, he just won a bunch of different things yesterday, a bunch of different primaries yesterday. But maybe the biggest one is what took place in Ohio. He wanted his candidate to win, and his candidate actually kicked some big time ass, even though it was projected that he didn't have a snowball chance in hell. What do we have on that one?
Yeah, so Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno won the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate for Ohio last night. Now he will take on Democrat Sherrod Brown. I may have mispronounced that wrong.
Oh, good.
In November, in what is expected to be a toss-up race that could swing the balance of the Senate. The outcome is a win for former President Trump, who endorsed Moreno a few months ago. And it's kind of a good indicator, because I know the other person out from there is J.D. Vance, and he's a big Trump guy too.
Right.
So this could be, depending on how November plays out, a pretty good situation for Ohio to get under Trump's belt there.
Now, keep in mind, Moreno originally, this is going back, I think it's either 2016 or 2020, I can't remember which one, but he had some nasty things to say about Trump. So he's obviously had a coming to Jesus, if you will. And there you go. The power of Trump has won in Ohio. Now, this is a different storyline than what we saw in 2020 and in the midterms after 2016. Trump was a loser, as people would say. You know, hey, we keep on losing elections. We keep on losing elections. Well, the question becomes, was it because of Trump that we lost the elections, or was it because of the RNC? Was it because the people of the elitist group known as the GOP were doing everything they possibly could to make sure that Donald J. Trump did not stand a chance and anybody who followed him did not stand a chance? Maybe both have an argument. Maybe Trump didn't have the support and his candidates didn't have the support that he really needed to win those elections. Maybe the GOP and Ronald McDaniel was doing everything they possibly could. I don't know. Looking back is only good when you're trying to learn your lessons. Looking forward, we have a whole new RNC, right? Lara Trump is in at the top of there. You know she ain't going to do her father along wrong. And on top of that, Trump has been so wronged by so many different people and so many different entities and agencies within our systems that I think most people, independents, far right, conservatives, rhinos, whatever, a good majority of people are looking at this and saying, you know, if they could do that to him, they could do it to me. The economy sucks. Inflation's bad. I don't have a dollar in my pocket. Everything's going up. Everything's going bad. My border is wide open. You know, Trump's his tweets, the way he talks about people, the nickname stuff. I ain't crazy about that. But at the end of the day, does that make a difference when I'm going to pay my mortgage at the end of the month? Does that make a difference when I'm sitting here looking at my credit card fees and all the inflation that I'm paying on everything else from eggs to chicken to you know what? No, you know what? I'll hold my nose. I'm going to vote for Trump. I'm going to vote for the people who align with him. Let's get the country back on shape. Let's get it back on track. And I think that may be what we're seeing. With that being said, I don't think there would be a more apropos reason to get Trump into office than when we look at the southern border. I know we touch this every day, Denny. I know we touch videos of this every single day, Ryan. But do we have a choice? What's happening down at the southern border is insanity. The people of Texas, Greg Abbott, the entire law enforcement down there is trying to protect U.S. citizens from the egregious things that are taking place every day, from rape to death to stealing of identities to taking of jobs to ruining of the cities to drugs to fentanyl, you name it. Greg Abbott keeps on getting resistance from the courts. Well, the Supreme Court yesterday said, hey, don't worry, we're going to take this hold off. You could go about your stuff while we look deeper into this. And then an appeals court, the Fifth Circuit, says, we're putting it back on to a stay. Do you have any details on that, Dennis? Fill in the gap?
The judge who forced that appeal was Andrew Oldham. But yes, the law is known as SB4, and it's going to be taking effect as of today. So this is definitely a situation where Texas is now back in a realm of having their hands tied. And it's frustrating because we want Texas, which is a very big and important state, to be able to defend itself. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think they have the biggest border length compared to the other southern border states. So this is not a good move for Texas here.
Yeah. Well, on top of that, Mexico, for what it's worth, they put out a statement. They put out a statement on this whole thing. Mexico condemns the entry into force of anti-immigrant law SB4 in Texas. First of all, it's not an anti-immigrant law. It's to prevent illegal immigration. Big difference between an immigrant and an illegal alien. But who expects anything from the Mexican government? On behalf of the government of Mexico, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs condemns the entry into force of Texas law SB4, which seeks to stop the flow of migrants by criminalizing them and encouraging the separation of families, discrimination, and racial profiling that violate the human rights of the migrant community. Mexico reiterates its legitimate right to protect the rights of its nationals in the United States and determine its own policies regarding entry into its territory. Mexico recognizes the importance of a uniform migration policy and the bilateral efforts of the United States to ensure that migration is safe, orderly, and respectful of human rights and is not affected by state or local legislative decisions. In this regard, Mexico will not accept under any circumstances reparations by the state of Texas. Let me tell you what Mexico could do. They can take their statement there and they can stick it into their next Taco Tuesday and they can eat it and then they could let it go into the bottom of the toilet bowl. You got to be kidding me. We're talking about the same Mexican government that lets the cartels run wild, the same Mexican cartels that allowed cartels to just take a man out into the water and drown him because he talked nasty about the cartels. You're talking about cartels that chop off people's heads, that throw them in vast acids. This is what you're talking about? You're going to talk to us about human rights and the rule of law and what is right and what is not right? Secondly, let me say this. I don't know where Mexico actually gets its knowledge from. I have no idea. But I can tell you, it's not at the bottom of a Dos Equis. Okay, you're not going to find any intelligence back there. You know where you're going to find intelligence? Just listen to what the rule of law actually states. Immigration into the United States is a legal process. It is a process that takes time. There's vetting, there's applications, there's fees, there's having interviews. And you're not following any of that. You're allowing not only your own nationals, but people throughout the country to travel through your country with the intent of getting to our country, coming in illegally, and destroying our country. Well, you laugh at it because you're part of it. Mexico's part of it. They're part of a worldwide coalition to bring this country to its knees. And you know how many times I've heard George Bush or Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or Joe Biden or anybody else tell us that, you know, Mexico is our neighbor? No, it's not a neighbor. Let me tell you something. If you were my neighbor, and you, if I was living next door to Mr. Net Mexico on my property, and he acted like the real country of Mexico, my house would be up for sale. I'd want nothing to do with that neighbor. That's not a good neighbor. You know what? Neighbors have fences. Neighbors have bushes. There's no reason that we need to be one. Let's separate, and we'll invite you over when it's time to come, and we'll do the vice versa. This idea that Mexico has any input into what laws we enforce or don't enforce, they got some set of balls.
You know, to your point, right? Like it, your neighbor, it's supposed to be, you know, your ally, someone supporting you, working in tandem. I feel like I see that even more so with European countries than I would ever see it here with the US and Mexico. I mean, you say it all the time, right? This is all just to benefit the cartels because the Mexican government doesn't want to really acknowledge it. Our current US government doesn't want to acknowledge it. By really securing that border and locking it up, we're preventing the cartels from making money. We're preventing the banks from making money. So, you know, the Mexico putting out a statement like that, with, you know, that they're not going to accept anyone back. We should be excommunicating them to the highest degree.
Dude, if there was, no joke, if there was the sort of a land saw, like a chop saw, right, or a skill saw, or jackhammer, I'd say let's get 10 million Americans able-bodied, all to go down, draw the line from Mission, Texas, all the way through to San Diego, California, and let's chop it off, baby. Let's push it out. You can take the water that you need there in the Pacific. You could take the Gulf. Let's push it out, and let's make a nice, you can't swim that channel and build no bridge. That's what I think we should do. I'd love to do that if that was a realistic thing. Or you know what we can do? We could just absolutely enforce our existing laws on the books and keep these people out. Stop buying their crappy imports. Turn them off. You know, the only time that the Mexicans ever got serious about stopping the illegal immigration into the United States is when Trump threatened them on Twitter that he was going to put tariffs on every single last import that comes in from Mexico. Suddenly, they were paying attention. Suddenly, they were sending delegates up into D.C. and having conversations with Trump. I wish Trump would have done that. I hope Trump gets into office and on day one says, you know what? We're freaking taxing you 25%. Every single day for the rest of Mexico's life until you shut down your border on the southern side. You shut down your border to Central America, or else guess what? 25% tariffs. And if you don't do it in 30 days, we're cutting you off completely. And if you're a U.S. company that depends on Mexico, guess what? You're out of business. Come up with a new business plan. Happens to people all the time. The fact that we're going to sit here and let Mexico judge what we're going. And then I'll add one other thing to this, Dennis. I don't know if you remember or not, but when Barack Obama was in office, he actually ran guns with Eric Holder. He ran guns through the ATF to the Mexican drug cartels with this crazy, stupid notion that we were going to wind up finding out who was really getting the guns and where the hands were, who were getting the hands. It was their crazy, stupid way, and this all ties, to try to put in gun control laws here at gun shops, because they were trying to make an example of, hey, listen, you're selling stuff to cartels. So Barack Obama did that. Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress because he wouldn't hand over certain documentation and information, right? We know this to be true. One of those guns actually killed Brian Terry, who was a Border Patrol agent, got killed by one of the guns that was given over by Obama to the cartels. As far as I'm concerned, that's treasonous. He should be a co-conspirator for murder, Barack Obama and Eric Holder. But put that to the side. Now, there is a radical Obama-appointed judge who just declared, and I don't know how one stupid-ass person gets to declare anything in this country, but just declared that the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment, which is our right to bear arms, is inclusive of illegal aliens that are in this country. So in other words, your local illegal alien who is stealing your job, who is ruining your town, who is infiltrating your schools and taking all the resources, can also, oh, by the way, and we'll get to this one in a little minute, can not only squat in your house and take over your house, but they can have a gun to point to your head if they want to. It's totally legal, of course, according to this person. So why would Obama even run guns? Why was there any kind of problem? Just invite the cartels over, hand them guns, Second Amendment rights, and use it whenever you want to.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's a female African-American U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman from Chicago. All places, too.
Wait, think about that. Chicago, more gun violence than most any other city in the United States. Every single weekend, 40 people died, 50 people died, 60 people died. And this is of her own race. You said she was African-American. The majority of people who are dying in Chicago are black males. That's the number one cause leading death for 0 to 40 years old. If you're a black male, is going to be homicide. And this woman says, yeah, let's put guns into the hands of people. We don't know who they are. We know they've got fake identification, but it doesn't matter. They have a right. No, they have no rights. The illegal alien that is in this country has zero rights. And anybody who says anything different is an absolute kangaroo courtsman.
100%. I mean, even if you look at why she made this ruling, it was because there was an illegal immigrant, Heriberto Carabajo Flores, and he was armed in the Little Village neighborhood of Chicago.
Go ahead.
He was, you know, trying to cite that he had this handgun that, you know, was illegally purchased for self-protection and property protection reasons. And, yeah, you know, now she's trying to cite a Supreme Court decision from New York that is she's going to use as her reasoning for why he should be illegally armed.
Yeah. So if you don't get this yet, we are absolutely getting destroyed by our own court system. And you want to know why that is? Because we're assigning people and electing people to court judgeships that have no right being there. I mean, how many videos? We had the video not so long ago. We played this on the show, and then I brought it up again a couple of weeks ago. It still to this day baffles me. Biden was looking to put up a woman who was of Native Indian descent. He wanted to put her on a federal judge spot. She was asked by Senator Kennedy, what is a stay? That is the equivalent of asking a nurse, what is an IV? Or a cop, what is an arrest? Right? Okay. She couldn't say what a stay was. So in other words, if she were in our conversation right now, and I said, what do you think about the stay that the Supreme Court has put on the state of Texas with illegal immigration? She wouldn't have been able to answer. But she is now a judge. There are so many judges. We have so many judges. Look at what that Judge Endergron, or whatever his stupid name is, in New York has just done to Donald J. Trump. We are taking the bottom rung. I mean, we're going to talk about it in a couple of seconds, about how the state of Washington, are we bringing that up now? Maybe we could bring it up now. The state of Washington is not making people now pass the bar in order to be a lawyer?
Yeah, they just announced that the bar exam will no longer be required for an attorney to become licensed in the state of Washington. Because according to the state Supreme Court system, the exam hurts minorities.
Hurts minorities. You know what I have a problem with that when I hear that? Where the hell is it? Oh, Ryan moves my pictures around all the time. There's a picture up here. It's of Ben Carson.
I see it.
Yeah, Ben Carson. And it says gifted hands. Ben Carson, one of the smartest, most intelligent people you will ever meet in your life, was able to separate Siamese twins. Oprah Winfrey became one of the biggest names ever in U.S. history in terms of media. LeBron James, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan. Let's just keep on going down. Denzel Washington, Will Smith. I mean, I could name you doctors, dentists, scientists, athletes, politicians, you name it. All these people came from squalor. They had nothing. They were living in poverty. Okay, in most cases, single parent raising them, as in Ben Carson's case. They grew up to be successes. So what are you talking about? You can't have a black man rise up through school with hard study and determination and will to become a lawyer. He's got to cut the line. If you're not smart enough to pass the bar, how the hell are you going to be smart enough to defend a client?
It's to your point. Like, we are just giving things out without actually, you know, testing, without giving training. I mean, if it's kind of scary to think about, you could look at almost every sector or industry in America right now, and there's, whether it's DEI or just cost cutting measures, or, you know, in the name of getting minorities to a realm that they believe that they're not in, it's beyond concerning. We're supposed to be the best of the best, and we're not following that suit.
This is no joke. If somebody asks me, like when I do my best pals, right? For people who are just listening for the first time or don't know what I'm talking about, best pals, it is an acronym for a health movement that I started for myself. And it is a program that I do here periodically. In fact, I'm going to be starting up again right now as of April 1. I'm going to go on a 90-day total health kick. So, and I want people to come with me. I have to be so careful in the state of Florida. I can't tell people, you want to eat this, 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 and that. I have to say, I eat this, 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 and that. And in other words, I have to position how it is that I put out what my diet is. I can't say this is what a good diet would be for you because I'm not a registered, licensed dietitian or nutritionist. You get it? Mm-hmm. So it has to be very, so if somebody says to me, hey, what do you think I should do for my upset stomach? Well, here's what I did. Because if I do it the other way, if I even remotely by mistake position myself as a person who is a nutritionist, or I could put myself into harm's way. I could wind up getting, I mean, are they going to come lock me up and put me away from my life? No, they're going to say, hey, this is a warning notice. You're trying to sound like a nutritionist. Well, I'm not a nutritionist. You want me to put a disclaimer? Yeah, put a disclaimer. I got to go through that to basically tell people what the dangers of a tuna sandwich with mayo are. But if you want to freaking be in a court of law and try to defend somebody or talk, you don't need to pass the bar anymore. Well, there was a video. We should have played it the other day. I can't remember what state it's out of. It may be out of California, but I could be speaking wrong. It is now the new test for a female to become a police officer. You've got to scale one fence. One fence. Now you say, oh, scale a fence? What, an 8-foot chain link fence? No. A 2-foot fence. I mean, I can step over it. This is what we're coming down to. This is what we're coming down to. But listen, Dennis, why don't you just tell the good people who watch this program every single day, because it is the best program in all the lands, why don't you tell them what's going on in Missouri with the illegal alien? Because let's just shock them. This was the story that we had before the exam.
Yeah, so an illegal alien stabbed two people in a laundromat.
Shocker.
In O'Fallon, Missouri, actually earlier this week. He entered the country illegally in Eagle Pass in 2021 under Biden. NBC is reporting that before he came to the United States, Barrera killed people with a machete in Honduras.
Yeah. So we got a guy who killed people in Honduras with a machete, allowed to come here into the United States, claim asylum, and now stabbing people in Missouri. Gee. Wonder how that happened. Wow. Huh. Gee, how did we let that happen? You want to know how? Because history has a way of repeating itself. Behavior has a way of repeating itself. That's right. And you know what insanity is? Having the same thing happen over and over and over and thinking that you're going to have a different outcome. The bottom line is this. Joe Biden knows that his open border policies are going and have been creating acts of terror and acts of rape, acts of murder, acts of theft, you name it. And yet we're pretending as if it's not going to happen again today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. You know, Libs of TikTok, which is an account on Twitter. I was looking at them today. They've started this whole new movement. It's one of the top trending hashtags on Twitter called Biden's border bloodbath. Yeah, Biden's border bloodbath. And what she's doing every single day, there was a woman who used to do the same thing years ago before the internet was so big when I first was in immigration. She is listing every single day another American citizen who has been killed or seriously hurt, mostly killed, by illegal aliens. And there's no shortage of them. It just keeps on going and going and going and going and going and going and going. And you know what it is? I hate to say this to you folks, but it's true. You're nothing but a number. And your number only counts on April 15. That's all they care about is on tax day that you pay your taxes. And then that's it. When your number's up, doesn't matter. In fact, they'll probably get anything left that they can from you. And then, all right, doesn't matter how you died. Doesn't matter what caused it. Doesn't matter. Just move on. You're just a number. Under this administration, anyway.
Oh, 100%. That Americans aren't being looked out for, and kind of like all these stories we've been discussing, that the law is supposed to protect us, and it's supposed to not necessarily work in our favor, but it's supposed to make sense when sensible things are presented. And yet, I mean, my gosh, the New York City homeowner story that we got coming up is a perfect example of how the law system has definitely lost focus of what it was meant to do.
Here's the short story. Ryan's going to play the video. It is just breathtaking, okay? This woman in New York winds up inheriting a home after her parents die. It's her home. I think it's worth like $1 million on market value. A squatter goes in, takes over the house. Woman wants to get her house back, goes into her house, tries to change the locks, etc. And she is the one who leaves in handcuffs. Ryan, play the video.
Here, this guy just forced himself into my house.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
And so did you.
Ma'am.
You broke through the front door.
Officer.
The man called the police on her.
So why is it that I have to leave and he doesn't have to leave?
Because technically he can't be kicked out. We need to go to court.
They consider this a landlord-tenant issue. And by law, it has to be handled through the housing court, not with police.
If you own this house, you would not want her inside.
I don't own the house. I don't own this.
Exactly.
Yes.
She does.
Yes. But then once again, you should know how the law works.
I do know how it works.
There's rules to the as you got to go to court and send me to civil court.
He says he signed a lease in October, but wouldn't tell us with who.
I got proof longer than that.
Show us the proof.
But who are you for me to show? I showed it to cops.
Dan with Channel 7 News. If you don't want to show it, you don't want to show it.
Come here, brother. I like that.
I would like to see it.
He didn't show me a lease.
This is a bill.
A bill for work he says he had done to the house. He didn't show police a lease either.
The police department doesn't have the lease?
No.
He's got no documentation.
Just bills.
So, Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
And where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is current and legal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
Yeah, so this should be a warning. If you live in New York, especially by New York City, and you're going on a vacation for more than 30 days, you really may want to make sure that your house is locked up and being watched over. Because if someone comes in there and just starts, you know, squatting for more than 30 days, you're eligible to lose your home. It doesn't matter that you have it in the deed or that you're paying your mortgage or anything. It's gone. It's the squatters.
Yeah. Today's one of those shows where my blood pressure goes up because I recognize that one election, two elections can absolutely turn this entire country on its ass. I mean, had Mitt Romney not been the person running against Obama, if John McCain wasn't running against the person against Obama, if we really had somebody, you know, in there that was valuable, that could have won, we'd never be in this spot right now. And if we didn't let Democrats become so powerful in everything, including social media, we wouldn't be in this spot right now. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. With that being said, when I talk about the powers that be, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on Rumble, and if you're watching on Facebook, at this point, this is where the show ends for you. Because the things that we're going to talk about, and I'm going to list them for you right now, I can't talk about them. I can't talk about them freely, even though they're so damn important, even though they're filled with chock full of informational line items that could absolutely help you in your life, that could help this country get to a better place. But I can't because I'll be censored. I'll be kicked off. I'll be eliminated. So I could only do it behind the closed doors of Team DML. How do you become Team DML? Two different ways. TeamDML.com. You could go to the website directly if you're using a desktop or your laptop or anything of that nature. You just go in there. You take a look at it. We've got memberships that are as low as $2.50 a month. It helps us stay in business. We don't have to rely on these Googles for ads. In fact, if you go and do that, you'll get all of your news on the DML News app for free. You get these shows in their full version, both audio and video. You get live chat with the thousands of members that we have. There's lots of benefits. I'm not going to bog you down with doing it all. That's one. The second way you could get to Team DML is you download the DML News app, the DML News app for free from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. You turn the notifications on, real simple to do. You go to tab 5. Tab 5 is the interact tab. At the top, it says Team DML memberships. You click on it, and it's the same gateway as if you went through in a desktop. We're urging you, please sign up. You could get the rest of the show. Let me tell you what you're going to be missing right now. We have unbelievable, depressing, and concerning statistics about who is dying, and it goes back to the thing that they made people stick in their arm. You know what I'm talking about. It starts with a big C. Yeah. All right. Then we're going to be talking about the 148-page, fully redacted CDC report about how it is that myocarditis and other problems are surfacing from that same event. We're going to have a video from from a very, very high-end doctor who's been on this. I don't want to say his name on Facebook because they probably have it flagged, who's been on the show numerous different times. Then we're going to be talking about the people who think they were born as one, but really then are born as another, or you know what I'm talking about. They're kind of cuckoo in terms of which way they think they lean when they go to the bathroom. We have a story about a Hollywood actress, actor, don't know, even know what to say anymore. Wait until you see the video of this one. This is just bizarre. And then, for those of you who don't know, it's a very special month. This is the month of Ramadan. And we've got a story that is out of India that is going to make you sick. Now, you'd say, India, well, I have nothing to worry about that. Oh, yes, you do. We're going to show you some videos that are going to blow your mind about what's taking place right now in this very, very special month. So, that's it for us right now. We have to say goodbye, and now we're going to go over into our top story here with C19.
Get the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for breaking news, merchandise, films, exclusive content, and team DML.